Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we will be taking callers with questions on any part of their life. Remember, it's only one question per caller as we bring you each on air here today. Now, for those of you tuning in and listening, once more, we will make our announcement before beginning to take our callers throughout today's show. The announcement is to please visit our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. And we have some great specials going on right now on our website. We have the 30-minute special going on right now. We have an hour special going on, and we have sale prices on a couple more specialty time slots and products throughout our website. So please check it out. It is howpsychic.com, and that's for all your private reading needs. All right, we're going to begin to take our first caller tonight. Our first caller is area code 626. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Amaka. I'm calling from California.
Yes, hello. And how can I help you?
Thank you. I wanted to know what you pick up between me and a gentleman. His name is Jason. I wanted to see what you pick up in terms of his thoughts or feelings towards me. If you see
okay. That. His name is Nathan, you said?
Jason.
Honey, I need you to speak up a little bit. We don't need to be intimidated on the show here.
Jason is his name?
Oh, Jason. Okay, there you are. We hear you so much better now. Okay.
Okay.
And you want to see what he feels towards you, right?
Yes, if you see a progression.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right. Yeah, I do see that there is a progression here. I feel that there are strong feelings towards you. There's a lot of attraction there, but I feel that there's still some healing to go with him. So, you know, what I'm seeing here is that you will get communication from him pretty soon in the next day or two, and there will be some progression here and there. Now, don't be surprised if it takes a while for him to really get this on the ball game, but it looks good to me, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
All right, our next caller for today is area code 505. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. This is Patricia. I'm from New Mexico. And the last time I had a private reading with you, it went wonderful. And I did get the job that you mentioned I would. However,
wonderful.
I declined.
You declined it, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So what's going on with that? I just didn't feel. I felt something weird about it after a while, but I did get the job, like
okay.
You said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You were feeling that, you know, you needed to decline it. Because you were feeling weird about it. You didn't know quite why, okay? And let me see here why I feel you have declined this. For one, okay, first of all, there is some fear attached, okay? So I feel the declining of the job was also fear-based. But then I also see here that this fear may have come from an energy that there may have been someone at this particular job that you would not have gotten along with at all, and it could have led you into a bad place. And then the last and final thing is that I feel an aspect you did not feel this job was paying well enough that you would feel comfortable doing this job, okay? But let me tell you here, you're going to have a couple more options coming up, okay? You're going to have a couple more job opportunities coming up, both of which I think you will be able to be hired with. And, you know, one is a really good pay, but that's not going to come until after the first one. The first one is going to be a medium to small pay. But I feel that if you take the medium to small pay one first, and that would be good because right now it would bring you in something. And then maybe a month or two later, the higher paying one would come in, and then you'd be able to leave the first one and go for the higher paying one, which would be better. Okay?
Okay. I'm happy right now where I am, but you're saying that something else will come in.
Yeah, I am seeing something else coming in. One pays less, one pays more, okay? Well, let me put it this way. The both of them coming in are going to pay you better than you are getting paid now, okay? It's just okay. One is not where it should be, and the other one will be even more, okay?
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and if you're calling into today's show and would like your question answered live and on air, please push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. This will alert us that you have your hand raised in the queue and would like to ask your question live and on air. Our next caller for today is area code 678. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Craig, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And my question me and my ex-girlfriend started to reconcile the last couple of weeks. However, our communication has not been the same since it was for like the last 4 months when we were, you know, just building a friendship or whatnot again. And I just want to know, what do you see contributing to that?
Okay. You're going to have to run that by me one more time here. It seems that I'm more in spirit right now.
All right. Me and my ex-girlfriend we're going through a process of reconciliation. We broke up last year. And since November, we've just been building back on that. But our communication has not been the same since we've
been difficult. Okay, and you want to know when there's going to be an improvement with this, correct?
Or what is contributing to that?
Okay, what's contributing to the reconciliation, and why is the communication still having an issue? Okay. Well, from what I'm seeing here, the communication is still having an issue because there is some hesitancy on her part, okay? There's some hesitancy, there's some timidness going on, but it should improve and it should get better by the end of this month. We're looking at the 29th and the 30th of this month, okay? I also feel that there's still a little bit of interference from the outside, from someone else out there. But that should even be diminishing pretty quickly and pretty soon. At this point, it's best to kind of put in your effort, but not to push too hard. Let this individual open up in their own sweet time, because that's what's going to make it lasting. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. All right, and that was another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Once more, if you would like to call into today's show and have your question answered live and on air, please push the number 1 on your touch tone phone, as this will alert us that you have your hand raised in the queue and would like to ask your question live and on air. All right, I believe our next caller here is area code 601. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Tara from Mississippi.
Yes, hello, Cass. And have I brought you on air yet?
It's a relationship question.
Yes, go right ahead.
Someone that I'm interested in, I just want to see, is there a mutual attraction there, and is there a romantic relationship coming up for both of us?
Okay. Let me have an individual's first name only, please.
Kayla.
Kayla? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Okay.
All right, there is a mutual attraction. However, the attraction is not fully there like it is on your end. What I'm feeling here is that they have an attraction that's just not as strong as yours, and it could be built up over time, okay?
Okay.
I do feel that this is a situation in which you may need to approach yourself, okay?
Okay.
You might need to be the one to make that first move, and I think in a way you already have to a degree, but I think that right now, if anything, you need to be more of that friend in this situation and let them unfold as well themselves, just giving it a little nudge here and there towards
okay.
the direction so they can feel comfortable with you, okay?
Right.
I feel that they already have a sense of comfortability with you, but you want to increase that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish you all the best with this, and let us know how it works out.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and take this caller here. I don't know if you're trying to ask a question or not, but this is caller by area code 619. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and if you have a question, go right into your question, please.
Hey, Reverend Adam. It's Steve. I'm just listening.
Oh, hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold here.
No worries.
All right, and wow, we have Mary Lou Hu in the house. How are you, Mary Lou? Haven't heard from you in a while.
That's surprising, huh?
Yeah, how you doing?
Actually, I had a rough day, but I just thought I would call in and see if there are any messages from Spirit.
Okay, well, yep, you've had a rough day today, but you know what? Tomorrow is looking brighter and much better. It looks like you're waiting on a few things to get cleared up and to come through for you, and these appear to come through by the end of this upcoming week, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh, and there's something to do with financial. What's going on with the finances? Did you run into a recent problem?
My finance, everything is stuck and mucky, and my dog appears to be dying. To make
things
fun.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, she spent her whole day having grand mal seizures, so she's at the vet.
That
was the sickest, saddest thing to ever see. Ugh.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, my prayers will be out there for them to heal and to get better, but remember, in order for real healing to take place, everything must be viewed positively, okay, and to progress forward. But I do see a vision of greater skies to come. The sun is rising. It's a brand new day. Everything's blooming, and it is a clear path, honey. So you're going to have some blessings coming your way. And right now, Spirit just wants you to know that right now, you know, don't worry too much. Let the stress roll off, and remember to just pray and let that prayer release it to the heavens and to, you know, to God or to the most high divine consciousness, okay?
Absolutely, that's what I keep doing.
Understandably. Well, you'll have my prayers out there tonight as well, okay?
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mary Lou. Have a great evening.
All right, good night.
Night. All right, and our next caller is going to be brought on momentarily. For those of you calling in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have a 30-minute special going on, a one-hour special, and a four-week subscription special is always going on. So please check it out at howpsychic.com. Our next caller for today is area code 917. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Adam. This is Ashil from New York.
Hey, Ashil. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. It looks like we're getting some repeats today. Awesome. All right. How can I help you today?
Well, you know, I started this new partnership, and, you know, it's been little, it kept me busy, so to speak. But my concern is more, you know, I come home after a long day, you know, and I don't have anybody in my life, so I'm just curious.
Okay.
Well, you can tell me, because, you know, it gets a little lonely, especially when you're working so much, you know.
Of course, Sheila. Well, things are looking much brighter in that aspect around the first week of May now. Okay, maybe a little sooner than that, but we're getting about the first week of May. And it appears to me that romance is on the horizon, and it is looking good. So I think we just have a little bit further to go. I know it's already been postponed so long, but it does look wonderful, and it looks like everything is getting on track here energetically. As far as the blocks that have kept you from reaching this, they feel almost to be completely gone, and maybe over the next day or two they will be. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much, because it's going to be, you know, like I told you, the business and,
okay,
you know, you come home, it's a long day. But anyway, but I will get in touch with you privately again, because I have more questions, and we take care of it next time.
Wonderful. All right, thank you
so much.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, and it looked like we had a little bit of noise there on the show with the ambulance in the background, but hey, I guess everything's an emergency. Everyone wanted to know their little answers, so the ambulance could have come in and get them. We all got an emergency and some fire to put out over here, okay? Now, don't let me get too ghetto. All right, everyone. Well, you know, if anyone else wants to call in, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. In the meantime, for the next few moments, we're going to be listening to track one of the Oneness CD. This is by the artist Zarina. Track one is entitled Shri Ram. Enjoy. And once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. All right, and it looks like we have another caller here. This is caller by area code 856. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, how are you? Maria from Philadelphia.
Doing great, and how are you?
Pretty good.
Wonderful, and how can I help you today?
If you see any, like, relationships / friendship, anything new coming my way anytime soon?
Okay. Well, honey, I am going to need a little bit more of a specific question, you know, and let me know what area of your life would you like to target the most?
Meaning in what way? I guess love life, relationship.
Okay.
Anything new?
Okay. You want to know if you're going to have any new romance coming your way pretty soon. All right, give me one moment here, and let me see what I can find out for you. All right, and it looks like there will be some new romance in your life, but we're getting anywhere between the 13th and the 14th of May, okay? And this is actually not too far off now, but what right now Spirit is trying to tell you is to focus on your financial, because something's about to happen, and you don't want to miss it, because you're about to get a good opportunity here to turn your finances around and to really make a good living for yourself, okay?
Okay. So that's going to happen soon then, finances.
Yes, it will.
I guess that means a new job. Cool.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a beautiful
thank
day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, and we're getting a little bit of feedback here on some of these calls today, but all right, everyone. Well, we want to wish you once more to, we want to ask you once more to please check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. But in the meantime, we wish you all a namaste, love, light, and a good night, as we're going to go ahead and end the show now. So namaste, love, light, and good night, everyone. Many blessings. Goodbye.